This podcast is brought to you by VMware, the leader in virtualization.
Hello, and thank you for joining us for this VMware VDI podcast. This is the first in a series of podcasts focused on the design and implementation of scalable virtual desktop deployments. I'm Tyler T-Rex Rohr with the Enterprise Desktop team at VMware, and today I am thrilled to have with me John Dodge, Worldwide Release Engineer here at VMware. Now, Mr. Dodge is too humble to tell you this. However, back in the day, he actually wrote the book on validating virtualized environments in the life science and pharmaceutical markets. And it's been my pleasure to work with John for the past 4 years. He works with some of the largest companies on the planet on some of the largest virtualization projects to date. And we're thrilled to have him here with us today. So, John, at the heart of VDI really is the migration of the desktop from something that's a noun to something that's actually a verb or a workspace, a tool that users use. In your experience over the years, what are some of the key things customers, you know, of any size should consider when evaluating how VDI might work for them?
Well, that's a great question, Tyler. And first of all, thanks very much for having me here today. So some key considerations. First, you want to think about your access points and your network infrastructure. In terms of access points, I'm talking about where will VDI users be accessing the VDI infrastructure from? From the internet, from inside the network, from across leased lines, et cetera. And what's important to consider there in particular is the available bandwidth and the latency. Latency, most of all, it's important to keep VDI connectivity, the network portions of VDI connectivity, below 200 milliseconds worth of latency. Another very important consideration when planning a VDI infrastructure is the type of applications and their responsiveness. So let's suppose we have an application that has a very high screen refresh rate, like a multimedia application. We want to make sure we have an opportunity to take this application into a pilot environment such that we can test its responsiveness over a VDI session, because it's important to know what impact VDI and its connectivity methods will have on that application's responsiveness.
Gotcha. Now, you mentioned applications, and I know you've got a long history in kind of the application virtualization or AppVert space. So when we're here, you know, assessing when and if AppVert using, for example, VMware ThinApp might benefit an organization, what are some of the further considerations or advice you would give customers and have them focus on, John?
Well, you're absolutely right, Tyler. I've been involved in application virtualization for years. Now, let me just start by saying I am really excited about VMware ThinApp. It's cutting edge, and there's nothing like it in the application virtualization space. So the first important thing to know about VMware ThinApp is that somewhere between 80 and 85% of applications will work in the first attempt at virtualizing them. And that's a higher success rate than many of our competitors share. Another very important consideration about VMware ThinApp is that applications run 100% in user mode. And that's important in environments where the desktop session has been locked down. So when you're severely locked down, even the simplest applications may fail to run. However, VMware ThinApp applications have no such limitations. They're entirely encapsulated from the operating system. The applications themselves perceive that they're running in privileged mode, even though there's no client, there's no agent installed on the desktop that enables them to run in a more privileged context. Another great feature about ThinApp is that we support services for applications. So, for example, if your application includes a service, we can start and control that service from within the virtual operating system of the ThinApp package. That's important because some application virtualization vendors fail to be able to virtualize services correctly, so we're excited to be able to do this. Finally, an important thing to know is that device drivers are not yet supported inside of VMware ThinApp. This remains to be the holy grail of application virtualization.
Gotcha. Okay, so I'm a customer, and let's say I've been to VMware's VDI website or ThinApp website. I've probably even downloaded some evaluation software. I'm very comfortable with virtualization as a concept. I mean, in fact, I might actually be using it in my data center. And now I want to meet with you, and I want to plan how to actually implement, say, 100 test seats of VDI. So what do we discuss in that meeting, John?
Great question. And I wish that a lot of our customers would have this exact question in mind when they plan a meeting with us. Probably the most important thing to consider at the start of any project, and a VDI project in particular, are the goals and objectives for your VDI implementation. So you want to make sure you very clearly understand exactly what you hope to accomplish by running VDI. So perhaps you have offshore developers. You want to give them access to sessions that are running inside your data center because you want to keep your source code close to the data center as possible. Maybe you're offering remote access solutions for your office automation users, or maybe you're implementing a disaster recovery scenario. You want to make sure you take your desktop infrastructure into account. So plan out your goals and objectives in advance of beginning to really seriously consider a VDI implementation. The next thing you want to consider is, what are the success criteria for the implementation of that project? By success criteria, I mean, how do you feel users will respond to the VDI infrastructure, and what can you do to make them comfortable about it? More than likely, your success criteria includes application responsiveness and a user experience that's close to or better than what they have today. Obviously, a very important consideration here is the scope of users within the VDI project. So exactly what type of users are we talking about granting access via VDI? So are these power users, office automation workers, software developers, or IT folks? So just to quickly recap, important considerations are goals and objectives, success criteria, and the scope of the users in the VDI project.
I think that makes a ton of sense. Now, I know you were actually instrumental in inventing this notion of desktop on demand, the flexible desktop, if you will, and it sounds like that seems to be the way the trajectory of the technology is trending. What do you see next, John?
Well, within VDI, I'm really excited about SVI, or scalable virtual images. That's because one of the considerations in a VDI design is the amount of disk space required. Scalable virtual images will allow us to have one image and the notion of many linked clones back to that single image. This is great because it reduces the disk footprint required for VDI, as well as it enables me to patch once and reuse many times in my VDI infrastructure. Beyond VDI, I'm really excited about SRM, or Site Recovery Manager, and Stage Manager. These two new products coming out, I think, are going to further disrupt IT as a whole. Site Recovery Manager is awesome because we can automate and dynamically control our disaster recovery solution for our customers to the extent that we can automatically fail over, and when the problems have been resolved, we can dynamically fail back, all using workflows and automation. Stage Manager, I think, will be very disruptive because today we treat IT services as a collection of virtual machines and Windows services running on those virtual machines. But wouldn't it be more compelling if we could treat a whole entire swath of virtual machines as relating to a single service, such that we might treat email as a service as opposed to considering individual Exchange servers and upon which hosts and clusters those servers are running? So I'm most excited about VMware SRM and VMware Stage Manager and their impact on the IT data center of tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, that seems like absolutely great stuff. And I think we'd all agree that, you know, planning a successful and, more importantly, a scalable VDI implementation really hinges on the quality of the assessments, you know, and kind of the gathering of the needs, the success criteria, the user populations, the perhaps constraints, both of the network layer and of the host layer in any organization. So, John, will you join us next week and kind of walk us through some of the actual design aspects that develop in and out of that assessment?
Absolutely, Tyler. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, that sounds great. So, hey, I wanted to thank all of you for listening to this VMware VDI podcast. For more information, be sure to check out www.vmware.com/go/desktop, where we have a host of sizing and scaling white papers, deployment guides, total cost of ownership calculators, and, of course, evaluation software. So from sunny Palo Alto, California, the heart of Silicon Valley, thank you from VMware.